Hello, everybody. This is Tony from Ohio, also known as Ohio Drummer on the VIP Conduit website. I'd like to welcome you back to the second part of Talking Typer for Windows. Now, the last time we left off, we had gotten Talking Typer and all of its components installed, and I showed you where to locate the MP3 files, which are on the program disk. Just one thing I'd like to mention before we get right into the program. If you choose to uninstall Book Reader Wizard, you can read your documentation in HTML format via your screen reader. This is my personal preference. It's just up to the individual. Or you can go into your program disk and you can listen to the MP3 audio file and you can listen to your documentation that way. In the HTML format, the documentation is laid out in headings and it is rather lengthy. So this will allow you to read a specific section that interests you. We've got a lot of material to cover, so in the meantime, in between time, let's start the program. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Talking Typer, and the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu, set program access and defaults. To navigate, press up or down arrow.
Hit a P for programs.
P, accessory submenu, A.
And hit a T for Talking Typer.
T, Talking Typer submenu, T, Talking Typer, T.
And the first one it lands on is the actual program. There are a few other items in this submenu. I'll arrow down so you can see what they are.
Talking Typer documentation, T.
That's your documentation.
What's new with Talking Typer, W.
What's new with Talking Typer?
Talking Typer, T.
So, let's launch Talking Typer.
Enter, leaving menus, start button, arrow, press
read only.
Type colon, user less
home keys for the left hand. Instruction
has
colon, beginning with your little finger, comma, place the fingers of your left hand on A, comma, S, comma, D, comma, and F dot. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters dot.
Okay. Now you first heard some music there, and then you heard two voices. You heard Eloquence, and you heard AT&T Mike. AT&T Mike read the end of the directions. Now, I unpurposely went back and took my jaws out of sleep mode so that you can see how this program responds when it comes straight out of the box. Now, whether you're a JAWS user or Window Eyes user, you're going to have to configure your speech. Otherwise, you're going to have two voices coming at you simultaneously. The first thing I'm going to do is show you where you can go into your documentation and locate this information and configure your Window Eyes so when Talking Typer is running, it will not speak. The way to do that is to refer to your documentation, and you push an F1.
F1. Talking Typer - Microsoft Internet Explorer information bar dialog. Did you notice the information bar? The information bar alerts you when Internet Explorer blocks a pop-up window or file download that might not be safe. If a web page does not display properly, look for the information bar left paren near the top of your browser right paren. OK button to add.
And this pop-up window does not have a cancel button. It has OK and do not show me.
Tab, do not show this message again. Tab, learn about the information bar.
Learn about the information bar. What I did in this case is press the escape key. And as you scroll down, you will run right into your documentation.
Escape. Land. Graphic app logo. Graphic Talking Typer logo.
And this has taken you to a part of the American Printing House for the Blind's website.
Land. Talking Typer. Land. User's manual.
The user's manual. What is really good about this is that they've put this all in headings. I'll scroll down here with the H.
About this manual, heading level 1. Prerequisites, heading level 2. Format, heading level 2. P commands, heading level 2. Email list, heading level 2.
Just pushing the letter H.
Audio demonstration, heading level 2.
So you see how that is? I'm going to do a JAWS key plus F6 so I can put all my headings in a list view.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Email list colon 2. 5 of 82. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Now, there's 82 headings in this document, and the information about Window Eyes is quite a ways down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press my end key, and then I'm going to arrow back up and get to it.
End, appendix C-contact in F:1.
And I'm going to go up about 10 or 11 times.
Limited submission, copyright, proprietary, governing lock, other limitations, use on the meta, use on the P license for appendix D-back, configuring Window-Eyes:2.
This is the link you want. And if you go in here, it'll give you the directions on how to put your Window Eyes into sleep mode when you're running Talking Typer. Now, this is something I want to make very clear. We do not want to shut our speech off by default. We just want to shut this off for this particular application. So it's very important to follow the directions precisely. For example, if I do a Windows key plus M to minimize all applications, JAWS will begin talking again. However, if I Alt-Tab back into the Talking Typer window, JAWS will become silent again. Now I'm going to walk you through the steps and show you how to put JAWS into sleep mode when running Talking Typer. I am currently using JAWS 9.0. I'm currently sitting in the Talking Typer window, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to push an insert plus the number 6 key to bring up the configuration manager for Talking Typer.
tt.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
And what we want to do is we want to put our JAWS in sleep mode for this particular application. So what we want to do first is do an Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu, set options, menu, user options, dot, 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 to navigate, press up or down arrow, U.
And I'm going to use the up arrow key because I know the advanced options item is right there.
Advanced options, dot, 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 A.
Going to press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, advanced options, dialog, sleep mode, enable, checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
This box is unchecked. You want to check that.
Space checked.
So now when we're running Talking Typer, we will only just hear one voice. There are no other items that need to be changed in this dialog box, so I'm going to Shift-Tab back twice to the OK button and press Enter.
Shift-Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar, Alt
press
O, OK button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus O.
Press Enter.
Enter, tt.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
Press Control-S.
Control-S.
Settings are saved, and I'm going to exit with Alt F4.
Alt F4. Beginning with your little finger, comma, place the fingers of your left hand on A, comma, S, comma, D, comma, and F dot. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters dot. Read only.
Now that we've got our configuration set up, let's go in and take a look at the first lesson to this program entitled Home Row Keys for the Left Hand.
Edit. Beginning with your little finger, comma, place the fingers of your left hand on A, comma, S, comma, D, comma, and F dot. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters dot. Read only.
Now, if you didn't understand the set of instructions, you can press the up arrow or down arrow to have them repeated for you. Unfortunately, you can't go word by word, nor can you go letter by letter. Now, the first thing that comes up in this program is the drills view or the drills window. This contains three components. A set of instructions for the current lesson that you're on. You have a results, which tells you your typing statistics. And lastly, you have a continue button. So if I tab over.
Edit results for default user colon 0 words comma 0 WPM comma 0 errors comma accuracy equals 0%. Read only.
And they're all zeros because I've not started typing yet. Next, you have the continue button. You just tab one over.
Continue. Push button. Default.
And if you press the enter key on this, your lesson will begin. So let's go ahead and press the enter key and give a demonstration of this.
A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space, A, S, D, F, A, S, D, F, space.
Now you notice you hear a bell after I push the space bar. You just type the letters in sequence as it tells you and push the space bar. You don't have to push the return key. It's just ASDF space. There's no returns unless it tells you return. Now if you didn't understand what the speech said, you can press the tab key and it will repeat the sequence of letters for you. Now up in the phrase and sentence lessons, if you want to have something spelled to you, all you have to do is press the tab key twice, and the program will spell the current word for you. This is a very flexible program and can meet the needs of anyone from a beginning typist to an advanced typist. It has all kinds of settings, and I will talk about those later on. One thing I'd like to mention is this. Do not worry about wasting time trying to listen to the information that it is telling you to type. Talking Typer does not start timing you until you actually type the first character of the sequence. When you are finished typing that sequence of letters, Talking Typer will pause the clock and will give you a new sequence of letters or words or phrases, all depending on what lesson you're on, and it will start the clock when you begin typing the second sequence of letters. If you're participating in a drill and you mess up, Talking Typer will spell the rest of the current word and will and will repeat the rest of the phrase. On the lower lessons, it will just repeat the letters in the sequence you were instructed to type, or whatever characters you were instructed to type, until you get to the phrases and sentence lessons. Now, let's see what happens if I unpurposely type something wrong. The program will give me a buzz sound such as this.
A-A-A-A-A-S-D-F space.
Let's see what happens if I type one letter and then I type the next one in the sequence wrong.
A-S-D-F space.
And you see how it just keeps repeating the remainder of the sequence that is incorrect.
S.
So I have A-S right. Let's type a K.
D-F space.
And
D-F space. F. F D S A space F D S A F D S A space F D S A space.
Typed the wrong letter there.
D S A space D S A space.
I'm going to type
S.
Now I'm going to type
A space.
Typed the wrong letter.
A space.
And even if you don't hit the space bar, it buzzes you.
Space. F D S A space. F D S A. F D S A space. F D S A. F D S A space.
Now let's push the escape key and find out what our results are. Anytime during the lesson, you can push the escape key and you will get your results. So let's listen to what this sounds like.
Results for default user colon 11 words comma 33 WPM comma 13 errors comma accuracy equals 76%.
That's a nice little feature to have in this program. Okay, the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is adjust your rate of speech. Talking Typer has Windows style menus, so you can use the Alt key or you can use certain shortcut keys. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go over into the Tools menu. I'm going to do an Alt-T, and I'm going to down arrow until I get to speech.
Groups. Menu item.
We have groups. Now, I will cover these items a little bit later on.
Students. Menu item.
Students.
Edit lesson. Menu item. Speech settings. Menu item.
Okay. So I press Enter on this.
Adjust voice. Rate. Slider. 50.
This dialog box is very similar to the one you will see in JAWS for Windows. You navigate to it by means of the tab key. There are two ways we can adjust our speech here, and I want to show you here. You can either do it by arrow, or you can do it by page up and page down. Now, if you want to adjust your rate by the up and down arrow, it will go in increments of 2. Mine is currently set at 50. So the pattern it goes is 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3. So I'll just show you. I'm sitting at 50. I'm going to down arrow once.
52, 55, 57, 60, 62, 65.
So it goes in increments of 2, 3, 2, 3. That's the cycle. Now, if you want to use page up and page down, this will move you back and forth in increments of 5. So I'm going to push page up, and it should shoot me back to 60.
60, 55,
page up,
50, 45,
let's go down,
50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 65, 60, 55, 50.
And that's about where I like my speech. Let's tab over next and see what we have.
Volume, slider, 100.
So you can adjust your volume control there.
Test speech,
tab
push
over.
Button.
This item will allow you to test your voice. Let's see how this works. So I'm going to push the space bar.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Test speech.
Okay. Tab over.
Change voice. Push button.
This will allow you to change the voices if you have more than one voice for your Talking Typer program. I'm going to press the space bar to get into this dialog box.
Mic 16 by 8 TNT Labs. List item. Selected. Change voice.
So we'll down arrow and see what's next.
No speech. List item.
No speech. That's self-explanatory.
Mic 16 by 8 TNT Labs. List item.
I pushed up arrow once.
Microsoft SAM by Microsoft. List item.
And that's the only other thing I have.
Mic 16 by 8 TNT Labs. List item.
Go down here and set it to mic.
Test speech. Push button.
Test speech.
Okay. Push button.
Push the space bar on okay.
Adjust voice. Change voice. Push button. Default. Restore defaults. Push button.
Restore defaults. That'll just take everything back to its default settings.
Okay. Push button.
And okay.
Edit. Beginning.
So that's the way you go into this program to adjust your speech settings. And I think that's going to about do it for this session. In the next session, I'm going to be talking about more of Talking Typer's features. Maybe we'll talk about the dictation feature. We'll talk about keyboard exploration. We'll talk about open typing. We'll talk about the game that comes with this program called Hurry Scurry. A lot of you may find this fun. And we'll get into a little bit more of the menus and show you how you can customize this program and you can set it to make it more challenging for you. So be sure to join me in the next tutorial.